USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has voted to end debate on a bipartisan infrastructure spending bill, setting the measure up for a final vote within the next day or two. Senators voted 68-29 Sunday night, with 18 Republicans joining with all Democrats to set the bill up for the final vote, which is expected to pass. The bill would then go on to the House, where it faces a tougher road. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said that she wouldn't bring the $1.2 trillion measure to the floor of the House unless the Senate also votes on a larger $3.5 trillion spending package. And the top aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned in the wake of an investigation into allegations of sexual harassment and possible criminal activity by the governor. The New York Times reporting that Melissa DeRosa offered her resignation in a statement where she called the last 2 years, quote, emotionally and mentally trying. DeRosa was mentioned in a report from an independent investigation into the allegations against Cuomo, where she was accused of leading retaliatory efforts against one of the governor's accusers. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
As Louisiana deals with one of the largest increases in COVID cases and hospitalizations in the country, one of the state's senators is urging residents to get vaccinated. The rapid spread being attributed to the Delta variant of the virus prompted Governor John Bel Edwards to reimpose a mask mandate for all indoor locations. Senator Bill Cassidy, who's also a doctor, says the fastest way out of a surge is to get people vaccinated. He tells CNN's State of the Union that increased vaccination rates would eliminate the need for masks.
If you have a large percentage of your population which is not vaccinated and your infection rate is going up, you got one of two choices. If you're inside, either you're vaccinated or you have to wear a mask. Otherwise, you're at too great a risk to further spread infection, to further pack those emergency rooms, to further prevent people who have terrible accidents from getting cared for because the hospital is full of COVID. And there is a choice. On the other hand, if we don't want mask mandates, get vaccinated, the infection rate goes down, and you don't have a mandate.
This is USA Radio News.
Bingo. You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
The largest teachers union in the nation is now in favor of mandatory vaccinations for teachers and mask mandates for students. Tim Berg has more.
The head of the American Federation of Teachers Union, President Randy Weingarten, is in favor of requiring vaccines for teachers. Weingarten also noting there are teachers in her union who do not want to come back to school for the new year if mask mandates aren't in place. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is no fan of mask mandates. She tells Fox Business, "We just need to follow the science when it comes to these sorts of mandates."
Our restaurant owners are becoming law enforcement officers and having to make the tough decisions. We also should not have policies that segregate those who have been vaccinated or not vaccinated. This discussion about getting back to school in person, we all want to make sure our kids get back to school in person, but there's already discussions about a mask mandate, which is not based upon science. We know that our kids, so few are affected by COVID.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And actress Marky Post, known for her roles on TV's Night Court, Hearts of Fire, and The Fall Guy, has died. During her career, she'd make appearances on many TV series, including Chips, Barnaby Jones, Heart to Heart, Cheers, Fantasy Island, Scrubs, and Chicago PD. Post's manager confirmed her passing Sunday after a long battle with cancer. Marky Post was 70. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.